Friday morning, Parshas Ha'azinu, Shabbos Shuva, 09-29-06. Rambam Hilchos Shuva.
A little further, do the Rambam, Perek Gimel. Kol mi shenichem al ha-mitzvahs she'osa, person regrets the mitzvahs he did, v'toha al ha-schuyos, and he has toha al ha-schuyos. I don't know yet what the difference between nichem and toha. Mitzvahs we already talked about, right? We talked about the difference between a mitzvah and a schus. Amar b'liboy umahu alti basiyoson. What have I gained? What benefit has there been? What benefit accrued to me in doing it? Ulai loyosisi oson. Ulai is also finalized. Ulai means, well, it would have been, it's a funny word. It should be halavai lo yosisi oson. Doesn't know. Ulai lo yosisi. Even if I hadn't done it, it would have been okay also. I raised the eBay to school and he lost all of them. If ain't maskirin lo shum schus ba'olam. And you don't, the schuyas are not remembered. Shenemar betzikas hatzadik lo setzilena biyom rosh. The previous righteousness of the righteous person will not save him on the day of his wickedness. Ain zele betoya al rishonis. This is referring to a person that's regret, having some regrets regarding the past. Now, this is a very interesting halacha. This halacha is the basis to Rabbi Yochanan Wasserman as a whole Dvar Torah. I think we talked about that question. We gave three other answers to that question. But they were three answers. Today I want to discuss whether it's a question to begin with at all. His question is the following. The Mesillas Yesharim says that tshuva is a function of chesed. The chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam that he gives tshuva. That means that tshuva can undo something wrong I did. And that mitzad ha-din, you can't undo something you've done in the past, you could not undo the past. It's only a kindness that a Kodesh Baruch Hu allows it to happen. If that were true, then that kindness should only be available to undo the bad. To undo the good is not a kindness. In other words, from the Mesillas Yesharim, you see, in Midas Hadin, in justice, you can't undo the bad. Hashem has a special kindness, and he allows you to undo the bad. That means the good that you've done, you shouldn't be able to undo. If you can't undo the good, and it's only, you shouldn't be able, it was done. How over here does the Rambam tell us, based on the Gemara, this is the Gemara, that you can actually undo good also? He said three answers to that kasha. Very fundamental answers. But they're answers, and very strong answers, actually, we said. I mean, really strong answers. But other than his answer, which I don't think I even discussed, they're almost not questions, even the way we answered them. But the question is the Rambam say even what he says, that we have the ability to undo the good we do? Where's his proof? From this Rambam, from the Gemara. Is the Rambam saying over here that if a person says, I regret the good I do, that I lose the good? Is that what the Rambam's telling us? If you learn the halacha in isolation, that's what it's saying. But this halacha has a context. It sounds like what he's saying, but I said that's if you learn the halacha in isolation. But this halacha is Perek Gimel and halacha Gimel. What the Rambam here has been talking about from the beginning is that there is a din that goes on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the world, whether a person has more merits or more demerits. And based on that, as we've been saying till now, you can either live or forfeit your right to live. We're talking about, what does that mean? The right to live in this world. You have a right to live, your sentence is derived in this world. You can forfeit your right to live in this world. And this week on Wednesday, we answered the next line of the Rambam, what he means, b'shas misa. Does that mean when you come to Olam Haba, and it's a question whether or not you have nitzchias, that you've lost those mitzvahs? Is there any indication in the Rambam? We'll see if we can understand why it should be different. The Rambam is talking as far as this din. You know, in the middle of four halachas regarding a din, the Rambam inserts something that certainly has nothing to do. He hasn't even finished discussing this halacha. Which is where he started from, a whole ongoing computation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with a person in terms of his, whether he has more merits or more merits or more sins, right? That's what the Rambam has been talking about. As far as that judgment, the Rambam has told us, Ibed es kulun, you have lost them all. That when you want to know, are you a tzaddik or a rasha, as far as what's concerned, as far as the din of whether you have a right to live or whether you forfeited your right to live, if you say, I regret what I've done, I wish I hadn't done them, or it would have been just as good, and maybe even perhaps it would have been as good as if I didn't do them. You don't have to be, perhaps I would have been as good if I hadn't done it. What's the halacha? You have forfeited your what? Yeah, as far as what have you been? Ebed is kulon. As far as now you will be judged as a Russia, for what judgment will you be judged as a Russia, Josh? The Rosh Hashanah, or even an ongoing, like by Saddam. But are we talking about Nitzchias here? Are we talking about that you have forfeited your right to Nitzchias for all the credit of the mitzvahs? There's not the slightest hint in the Rambam that should be true. He's not talking about that judgment. He's not talking about the judgment of Nitzchias. Memela, it's very simple answer to the Kasha. It's not true. What the Mesilas Yesharim is talking about, if you do tshuva, does that only give you a right to live in this world? Is that the chesed of tshuva is what gives you the right to live in the world? Or the chesed of tshuva gives you l'netzach netzachim? It gives you eternity. We're not talking about, here we're talking about, am I going to continue that you have earned the right to have an opportunity to earn eternity? In this world, the right to live means, it's not a reward, the right to live. This is what, 70 years of life. That's the reward of our mitzvah, 70 years of our life. That you can live 70 years. Is that a reward for your mitzvahs? Are we talking about reward of mitzvahs in this parak? What are we talking about in this parak? The reward for your mitzvahs? You have more mitzvahs. We're talking about whether you have a right to live for a year. We're not talking about reward of mitzvahs here. We're not talking about the reward of the mitzvah is that I have a right to live. We're talking about whether I have earned the right to live for a year, which is itself a tremendous opportunity to earn nitzchias. Do I have a right to live for a year? Am I being staked for a year? Is he giving me a gift for the right to earn nitzchias, or has I earned the right of nitzchias? On that, the Rambam says, if you have most averis, what's the din? You forfeit it. If you have more mitzvahs, you've earned the right. What about if you have more mitzvahs and you say, halavai, I shouldn't have done them? Then what? Then you have not earned the right to live for a year. But we are not talking about the schar of the mitzvah. We are not discussing, Abizav, you understand? We're not talking about schar mitzvah here.
You haven't forfeited.
You have, the Rambam is not talking about whether you have forfeited schar mitzvah. He's not talking about that. The schar mitzvah means what we get in the world to come for our mitzvahs. So if I have most mitzvahs, and I'm a tzaddik, and all of a sudden say, halavai, I wouldn't have, maybe, perhaps it would have been just as good if I hadn't have done them. Does the Rambam say you lose your share in Olam Haba for all the mitzvahs? That you don't get any schar for the mitzvahs? He doesn't say that. Well, that's what I talked about on Wednesday. That was the whole discussion.
of what your din of death is. What's the din of death? As we spoke about once, are you here? That's what I said. The whole Kishem Sheshokman was to discuss what death is. Pogam Midas Adin Bezokain Zeh. What is the din of dying? What kind of din of Misa do you have, we said? Right, that was the whole din we said. We went through the Chazal, but there's a different din of how a person dies or what death is. We're not, the Rambam is not talking about Schar Mitzvahs here. No, this is not a terrorist. Excuse me? Yeah, but the Pasuk is, the Gemara says the Pasuk is talking about Toyal Rishonis. But Lagabi, what din is the Pasuk talking about?
What?
Biyom Rishon means as far as this thing. That's what he understands the Gemara. Of course you can't lose your Schar Mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu's going to... We're not talking about a Kaifer here. Now, if it's Kaifer, the whole Kasha is a Klotz Kasha. If it means I'm Kaifer, I don't believe in Schar Vaynish, I'm not talking about that. Then the whole Kasha, you don't need a Pasuk to tell you that. A Kaifer doesn't have a Chel Ganol and Haba, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about a person who just doesn't really have... You know, maybe it wouldn't have been better if I wouldn't have gone to a yeshiva. Maybe I should have gone right away to school. What did I go to yeshiva for? That's a Toyal Rishonis. Not my whole life, but the last 3 years of my life. I went to yeshiva. I'm Toyal Rishonis. No, now people are asking me, what are you going to do for a Pardosa? You know, I'll advise, but maybe it would have been better if I hadn't gone and learn. And I'm going to study. That's a Toyal. I regret 3 years of learning. Does that mean you're not going to get the Schar Lo'ilam Haba for learning 3 years? But it could mean that you have forfeited that in terms of a schus that you've earned the right to live next year. You can't ask Kashi, when you learn a Rambam, this is just good for, you know, we have a lot of shurim based on this anochet. A Rambam, you got to learn in the context of what it's bringing. He's bringing a parrot, you got to see the context where it comes in. He's talking about a particular din here. He's not talking about the din of the reward of the mitzvahs, or the punishment of the Averis, he's not discussing that. We're discussing one din. Let me explain even better. Does anybody have a doubt, the slightest doubt, if you have 999,000 mitzvahs and one Averis, you are going to get not schmeist and terribly punished for that one Averis? Anybody have a doubt about that? Hey, you got 999,000. Well, that's not going to count. You're going to get clobbered for that. There's not one aver that we did. So what do you mean, tzaddik, I have rove mitzvahs? Oh, the rest of the stuff, zachreinu l'chaim, melech aveitz b'chaim, because I got 50 mitzvahs and 40. Now, what about those averas that I have? Oh, Baruch Hashem, they're wiped away. They don't count. We're not talking about schar mitzvah and schar avera here. The Rambam doesn't hold that you have a din of a tzaddik if you have 50 mitzvahs and 49 averes. We'd like that to be, believe me. We would all love that should only be true. You have 50 mitzvahs and 49 averes. Ah, you're a tzaddik, tzaddik, tzaddik. That's getting destroyed. That's what we would like to be true. Yaakov, right? We would all like that to be true. And yet the Rambam says you're a tzaddik. Of course, you're from the start up with a tzaddik. Of course. He's medaktik with tzaddikim kechud asayra. This din has nothing to do with the punishment for the mitzvah averus. It has nothing to do with that at all. This din has to do that if you have 50 mitzvahs and 49 averus, he's given you a right to live. A particular thing is being measured. The right to continue living. The right to live. Not whether you're going to live and die that we talked about. The right to live. 50 mitzvahs, you have a right to live. You have earned the right to continue. Does that mean that there's a whole credit charges against you for all the averes? 100%, 100%, or more. You think that the schar of 50,000 mitzvahs more than averes, I'll let you live a year. That's your payment. You can live a year. We're not talking about the schar and onish of the averes. Nobody should think that zochreinu l'chaim means that these averes have been wiped out. Nothing to do with it all. And besides, you understand it has to be. Otherwise, us guys that are all tzaddikim here, b'nei Torah, yeshiva guys, what do you need a Yom Kippur for? What are we both stopping Yom Kippur? We're all tzaddikim over here. Yeah, for the Beinonim. That doesn't mean us. That doesn't mean us. You have 49% averes. We have a huge... You have one aver. The Ramban writes, Kol Yisurei, I think that's almost a direct quote. all the suffering of Eiyuv is not sufficient for one chet. And of course, one suffering in this world is worse than all the suffering of all this worlds together, of everything in Olam Hazeh together. We got a ledger over there. We're not talking about whether we're going to get clobbered or punished for our avers. And we're not talking about the schar, the mechah. You're ben teira, so many years of learning 22 hours a day. Oh, you can live for a year. That's your schar. Schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka. There is no schar mitzvah in this world. No matter for one mitzvah, you can't be adequately rewarded. So what does it mean over here? Your schar is, you live a year. Your oinish is, you die. We're talking here about one thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to know, should I continue to give you the right to earn more? Or have you forfeited your right to earn more Olam Haba? That's the shaila. Living a year means I'm giving you an opportunity that you can continue to earn, that you're entitled to this earning, or God forbid, you forfeited that right to earn. That's the shaila. That's the only din. On that din, the Rambam says, if you're Toyal or Rishonis, you have forfeited your right to live. But it didn't say anywhere that all the mitzvahs that I did, those years don't count. Every single mitzvah counts. I wouldn't even have the chutzpah to even imagine that the Rambam is talking about that. I mean, you understand what Rabbi Chanan's kash is. How does tshuva work? Tshuva is only about whether I have a right to live? Or tshuva means zedayna nasa zochias, that not only my averis don't count for eternity, I can turn my averis into a mitzvah. Which, by the way, I saw something today that I'm just going to say over, because I saw from the Habas Tamorim and the Maram Chovev, Reb Kiv Eger has the oris, and he doesn't stel zich on this. I think it's really to be a huge thing that needs toned beer. He says, avaynis nasa kezochias. Tshuva me'ava makes an oven, but not a pesha. It was just telling you that something to think about. To me, it was a huge chiddush that kapis tomorrow. That was not every aver can become only a mazid, not a moirid. Interesting thing to think about. There could be limitations on nasik azokis. That's a whole different thing. That's schar and einish. That has nothing to do with paragim on the Rambam. It has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is very important. You know, with the, you're going to get your reward for your mitzvahs, your little tzaddikal. You're going to get your reward. Are you going to get punished? We're not talking about the punishment and reward for the mitzvahs. We're talking about one din, the right to live. On that, the Rambam says, if you have more mitzvahs, you have a right to live. If Chas V'Shalom the other way, you forfeited your right to live. That the Rambam says. That's why he's bringing it over here. Otherwise, this should be in Parakhas. When he talks about the Toivat Smoon, the Olam Haba, the guys are never going to get Olam Haba. It's a whole, it's literally not relevant to what we're discussing over here. He says, Toyal Rishonis means, Avi, what does Toyal Rishonis mean? If you regret all your mitzvahs, what does that mean? You're not going to have those mitzvahs for Olam Haba. You're going to be there, come naked into Olam Haba without any mitzvahs. It means that you don't have a right to live for a year. And you hear it also, it's even logical. We need a pasuk, we hear it. I have mitzvahs, but at the end of the day, I regret. That's not the kind of person that I really want to give him the right to keep on trying. He didn't earn the right. He regrets. He regrets the mitzvahs. I don't want to give him the earning. You can't say he has earned the right to continue to have a continued opportunity to do it. Well, you want to hear it even logically a little bit. But nothing says in the Rambam that you can lose your mitzvahs. Never talked about losing. Masha'en Kain, when you're talking about schar mitzvahs, or schar of averis, you can actually get rid of your averis. You come to Olam Haba and you're a bal tshuva, the ches, the ribon shel olam, they don't count. There's no averis, there's no punishment. You're not going to be nigna for them. That's the koyach of tshuva. The koyach of tshuva is to be oiker the mitzvahs, to be oiker the averis. That's the koyach. And not only that, can be oiker, you can turn them into a schar. That's a tremendous ches from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim is saying. Mesillas Yesharim, we talk about tshuva, you know, we're so focused. You know, it's such a myopic perspective. Am I going to make it a year? Am I not going to make it a year? Is that really the question? Am I going to make it a year or not? What about the billions and trillions and infinite existence that I have this year? Is the real din, and Chas V'Shalom the Averis, What about the infinite or almost infinite punishments I deserve? That's what it's all really, really about. That's not the din of Rosh Hashanah. That's not even an ongoing running accounting. The ongoing running accounting is, hey, get rid of Sodom. But let me say, after Sodom was already Nepach, Adam was Nepach. You think now already these guys get, they got punished here, now they got tremendous Olam Haba waiting for them. Nothing to do with that. We're not talking about what their madrig is for Olam Haba. What their Olam Haba is not, that's not my, you know, that's not my brokerage account. Olam Haba is the definition of our existence, who I really am forever. That's what Olam Haba is about. Olam Haba is where everything really matters. This is 70 years. You live, you die. It makes a difference. You live 70 years or 22 years. It only makes a difference in how long you live. For what purpose? Because maybe you can change. That you can get more in Olam Haba. This is not what life is about. 20 years, 70 years. That's what life's about. The first 20 years, your parents are telling you what to do and all those issues. The next 50 years, your wife is telling you, this is what life is all about. This is the tremendous atava that a Kaddish Baruch Hu does. And then your wife and your kids are telling you what to do and demanding them. This is what life is all about. Life is the Nitzchias forever, who we are for the Olmei Olamim. That's the real din. Rosh Hashanah is not no gay that. The Aseres Yemei Tshuva is tremendously no gay that. There's one aspect of Aseres Yemei Tshuva that can affect for Beinonim, it could affect, you know what Beinonim means? Exactly in the middle. How many people you think are exactly in the middle? Exactly in the middle. And even it would be everybody. That's the main thing, it's just that we should live another year. We don't do Tshuva so we should live another year. And that's a good reason too, but the main thing of Tshuva is I want to change who I am forever. I want to get rid of those averis. I want to get them out of my ultimate reality. On that, there's halacha that tshuva taki can change, even though what we did and all those averis, the ribbono shel olam, is moichel them. If we do tshuva, we can be mitar. We can even turn them into mitzvahs. That's an unbelievable chesed, makodesh boruchu. That you can is not mitzad adin, and therefore I say the reverse. So the person says, "I regret what I did." You're not going to lose them. The Olmei Olam, he still has them. This is for one specific din here. That's what the Rambam's telling us. The Gabi, the din, whether we live on Rosh Hashanah. We live, we have a din for this year, we don't have a din for this year. This is not Schar Mitzvahs. By the way, what I'm saying is, it's so simple. I mean, just that we sometimes, you know, we get to, it's all about Rosh Hashanah. It's all about, that's Rosh Hashanah, that's what we're talking about. That's what our avoid is, whether you're going to live or die. Yeah, Bala Bas. That's all he's thinking. Parnassa next year, that's all he's thinking about. That's true. That's all he's talking thinking about. That's not what we know. That's not what it's about. Not doing Yom Kippur. I mean, we want to live another year. We want everybody to be healthy. We're mispallel for that. But when we talk about tshuva, we're talking about changing our reality forever. That's an unbelievable chesed. That's what we do. Yom HaZeh Yechaper Lechem Tar Eschem. Is a tremendous change in who we can become. That's a tremendous chesed. He gives us that on an ongoing basis, and he works with us to be able to help us through this. It's not only about whether you're going to live the year, it's a small part of it, whether you're going to live the year. But that din, the Rambam told us in the middle of the din, if he keeps an ongoing account, this has nothing to do with Schar Vaynish. This has to do with the schar, I mean, the schar of the onish as far as the right to live for a year, not the schar of the mitzvah, the onish of the aveir. That's what the Rambam's telling us over here. Therefore, I say, it's not an answer to the kasha. The kasha has no shaykhus. If this is right, it has no shaykhus of a kasha. The halacha, the way the Rambam read the Gemara, it might be a kasha, another Rishonim might learn the Gemara differently, but the Rambam brings this Gemara of Toyal Rishonim not in the halacha of schar of the onish of the mitzvahs. The Gabi, the din of Chaim or Mesa, that is an ongoing, calculated, running account of whether I want to get rid of you in this world or I don't want to get rid of you in this world. In that, in the context of those halachas, the Rambam tells us that's what Toyal Rishon is. Because probably the Rambam is bothered by the same problem. Tshuva is a tremendous chesed. How could the Gemara tell us that Toyal Rishon is you lose it? It's an unbelievable chesed. It's only a kindness. How could it be? Because I said now, oh, throwing out all your mitzvahs. There's a reality what you became because you did mitzvahs. On that, the Rambam's answer is, Taka doesn't affect that at all. It only affects one din. Are we to live or not for the year? Shabbos.